In today's episode, we'll delve into groundbreaking AI developments from major tech giants. Apple is revolutionizing user privacy and personalization in iOS 18. Google's AI innovations spark both excitement and controversy. Microsoft is redefining productivity tools and responsible AI. NVIDIA's transformative AI advancements are capturing the market's attention. And OpenAI is navigating new frontiers amidst ethical challenges. Stay tuned as we unpack all these fascinating updates. Next up in Apple news, Apple is making headlines with major AI developments, generating a buzz across the tech world. The company is rumored to be implementing a black box approach for processing AI data securely, emphasizing user privacy in the upcoming iOS 18. This new operating system, expected to be unveiled at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, WWDC, could mark a significant step toward making AI mainstream. Apple plans to store AI processing data in a secure cloud black box and has implemented confidential computing for its AI servers, ensuring that user data remains private and protected in iOS 18 and future updates. Breaking news suggests Apple and OpenAI have reached an agreement to integrate ChatGPT functionality into iOS 18. This collaboration might be at odds with the wishes of Apple's AI chief, John Gianandrea. The forthcoming WWDC could play a pivotal role in integrating AI advancements into Apple's ecosystem, particularly with expected enhancements to the new Journal app, derived from a popular third-party app. Future iPhones are projected to feature generative AI capabilities to bolster personalization and overall functionality. Some analysts from Bank of America predict that Apple's stock could see a 20% boost, driven by the advent of what are being called IntelliPhones. Additionally, Apple is expected to introduce AI-powered upgrades to Siri and Spotlight, transforming them into more robust, AI-driven assistants. The impact of these developments could enhance user interaction and functionality across the entire Apple device lineup. A strategic focus at WWDC will highlight significant functional changes in their operating systems centered around AI's role. Anticipated updates include overhauls integrating AI deeply into the user experience, such as improved contextual understanding in Siri and more personalized notifications through an innovative catch-up feature. In collaboration with OpenAI, Apple's Project Grey Matter aims to bring comprehensive AI enhancements to core applications like Siri, Notes, and Messages, focusing on practical benefits like summarization and transcription. In sum, Apple is poised to make AI a cornerstone of its product offerings. This year's WWDC will likely showcase groundbreaking advancements from more personalized and privacy-focused AI processing to enhance digital assistance, setting the stage for future innovation. Stay tuned as we cover these cutting-edge developments as they unfold. Next up in Google News, Google is currently facing significant backlash over its new AI overview feature rollout, headed by CEO Sundar Pichai. Criticisms have mounted due to the feature's tendency to provide false, misleading, and even dangerous answers. This contentious feature has sparked wide-ranging reviews, from critical to mocking, on social media platforms. Despite these issues, Google remains steadfast, touting the feature as a permanent addition to their search capabilities. Google's commitment to refining and enhancing the accuracy of these AI overviews is apparent, as they have recently proposed community beta testing and updates to tackle these problems. The company continues to evolve the feature, implementing fixes to prevent future issues. Simultaneously, Google is also pioneering advancements in healthcare AI, with notable progress in medical large language models, ultrasound interpretation, radiotherapy planning, and tuberculosis screening. Further developments include an exploration of Google Gemini for sequential data visualization through color schemes, and the introduction of AI-powered tools in Chromebook devices, like writing assistants and wallpaper creators. On the browser front, Opera has integrated Google's Gemini AI models to deliver more up-to-date information and conversational search responses, enhancing user experience. Turning to the economy, generative AI is poised to significantly boost Ireland's economic growth by an estimated 45 billion euros. However, this technological advancement raises concerns about the displacement of certain job roles. Meanwhile, Google DeepMind has showcased the Veo model, which promises to democratize video creation with its state-of-the-art text-to-video capabilities. An important event is the AI Modulus in the UAE, emphasizing the potential for collaborative AI-driven advancements in healthcare between government, private sectors, and academia. France, with support from tech giants such as Google, seeks to lead global AI innovation. Conversely, Singapore is aiming to close its AI skills gap, potentially unlocking $150 billion in economic benefits by 2030. As technology rapidly evolves, Google's I/O event spotlighted the latest in AI from their Project Astra and new TPU architectures to Gemini 1.5 Pro's enhanced code generation and reasoning abilities. Google is also working on an open standard for AI chip components alongside Microsoft and Meta, although NVIDIA is notably absent from this initiative. In other news, learn about responsible AI practices and ethics, with a special focus on the Google Cloud Platform. This comes amidst growing discussions on Microsoft's new AI-enhanced PCs, their Copilot AI agents, and debates around GPT-4o's Sky Voice, which controversially resembles actress Scarlett Johansson. In conclusion, amidst ongoing developments and controversies, Google's advancements in AI continue to push the envelope while sparking significant discourse on responsible and ethical AI usage. Stay tuned for more updates as these stories develop. While Google pushes the boundaries of AI with innovations like their AlphaFold algorithm in predicting protein structures and a new image generation tool, ongoing challenges remain, particularly regarding the questionable reliability of AI-generated summarizations in search results. Microsoft has unveiled a host of significant AI advancements aimed at transforming technology and productivity across multiple sectors. Firstly, Windows 11 introduces the Recall feature, which logs computer activity to enhance productivity and streamline workflows. Enhanced weather predictions powered by AI continue to improve user experiences on the platform. Expanding on AI integration, Microsoft's Copilot AI is now available on messaging apps, SMOT, starting with Telegram, bringing conversational AI to everyday interactions. In the coding realm, Mistral, a French AI startup backed by Microsoft, has launched its first generative AI model for coding, CodeStrol, trained on over 80 programming languages, though its commercial use is currently limited due to copyright concerns. Microsoft is also tackling deepfake prevention on Bing, as required by the European Commission, underscoring its commitment to responsible AI usage. In hardware, collaborations with NVIDIA and AMD aim to introduce AI features to gaming laptops, while work with Lenovo pushes AI integration into PCs. Additionally, there's talk of an auto super resolution feature for Snapdragon laptops to enhance frame rates using AI. For productivity, 2024 will bring advanced AI tools to Microsoft Excel, boosting data management capabilities. The new Copilot Plus initiative, introduced at Microsoft Build, promises even more sophisticated AI experiences. On the commercial front, Microsoft has pressured OpenAI to focus on commercial products, causing internal tensions following a leadership change in 2023. However, collaborative efforts persist, including launching generative AI agents with McKinsey to create business value. In healthcare, new AI features for Copilot aim to streamline and enhance medical processes. The PyTorch Wildlife Platform, an open-source project developed by Microsoft, is set to improve wildlife monitoring and biodiversity data collection. Ahead of the European elections, Microsoft's Brad Smith emphasized the risks of AI and deepfakes, with the company committing $3.2 billion to Swedish AI infrastructure to meet cloud service demands. The Edge browser is also being enhanced with AI for better website suggestions. At the GamesBeat Summit 2024, Microsoft's Kim Koons discussed using AI to protect gaming users, while experts at the William Fry AI Summit stressed the importance of AI guardrails to prevent misuse. In summary, Microsoft's latest innovations reflect its strategic developments across various sectors, aiming to revolutionize technology and enhance productivity. Next up in NVIDIA news, the tech behemoth continues to make waves in the market. Let's dive into the latest developments. Market value and growth. NVIDIA's market value has soared, surpassing the combined worth of several major corporations, bolstered by significant growth in artificial intelligence, AI. Despite the surge, debate persists over the sustainability of this rapid ascent, especially as AI tokens have dipped slightly. Financially, NVIDIA's Q1 2024 profits increased sevenfold, exceeding expectations by 5.5%. analysts predict its market cap could reach $10 trillion, underscoring the company's stronghold in AI, particularly with their CUDA platform. #Octer, AI advancements and key players. CEO Jensen Huang leads incredible advancements in AI with NVIDIA's H100 GPUs enhancing large language models for improved unstructured data extraction in fields like natural language processing, NLP, and computer vision. These advancements suggest machines may soon outsmart humans. Huang has also spotlighted NVIDIA's ambitious roadmap, including the new Rubin AI platform set for a 2026 launch and expanding into self-driving cars and humanoid robots. Industry collaboration and competition. NVIDIA faces competition from major tech firms forming a new AI networking standard that excludes NVIDIA. Amazon also challenges NVIDIA's dominance in the AI chip market. Meanwhile, NVIDIA collaborates with Tribe and DISC to launch the Ignition AI Accelerator in Singapore, focusing on discovering AI value. New products and innovations. NVIDIA has announced several new products. G-Assist AI Chatbot optimizes game settings and started as an April Fool's joke before evolving into a genuine GeForce AI assistant. Hybrid AI support integrates RTX and cloud GPUs to boost generative AI. Generative AI microservices ACE for digital humans enhances interactive digital human technologies. Next-gen AI platform Rubin, planned for a 2026 launch utilizing HBM4 technology to address computational inflation. #AI in gaming and edge computing, NVIDIA emphasizes its prowess in gaming with RTX AI PCs and the G-Assist AI game assistant providing gamers tailored info and optimizations. In edge computing, NVIDIA is launching production-ready AI software and RTX 6000 ADA support on the IGX platform, enhancing industrial applications. Developer tools and upcoming launches. At Computex 2024, NVIDIA introduced several new AI tools to enhance developer experiences. This includes the NVIDIA Spectrum-X Ethernet platform for improved AI network performance and new AI chip models, continuing their commitment to rapid innovation. Ecosystem and global influence. The launch of local copilots as privacy-centric AI-powered assistants marks a step toward decentralized, efficient AI usage. Additionally, NVIDIA's recognition in Taiwan due to CEO Jensen Huang's celebrity status indicates its broad cultural and economic impact. Stay tuned as NVIDIA continues to revolutionize the worlds of AI, gaming, and technology with its trailblazing innovations and strategic collaborations. Next up in OpenAI News, we have a comprehensive array of headlines showcasing the rapid evolution and nuanced challenges in AI development today. A recent study indicates that despite the substantial hype, few people use AI tools like ChatGPT regularly. This is juxtaposed with insights from OpenAI's report, What We Learned from a Year of Building with LLMs, which offers valuable lessons from extensive usage of large language models over the past year. To address growing concerns, OpenAI has established a dedicated safety and security committee to evaluate the company's global operations over the next 90 days and improve their safety measures. Concurrently, they have begun training a new AI model intended to succeed the current GPT-4, amid discussions focusing on ensuring super alignment in their AI systems rather than achieving superintelligence. Controversy has arisen over OpenAI allegedly using Scarlett Johansson's voice without permission in their new GPT-4o model, further highlighting the ethical complexities in AI development. Former board members have also criticized CEO Sam Altman, alleging a toxic work environment and lack of transparency regarding major launches. In a significant move towards philanthropy, Sam Altman has pledged to donate the majority of his wealth through the Giving Pledge initiative. Meanwhile, OpenAI has launched new AI models and features, including GPT-4o, aimed at more natural interactions and enhanced capabilities for both free and paid users. Free ChatGPT users now have access to more advanced tools previously reserved for paid subscribers. OpenAI is partnering with leading companies like PwC to reshape AI interactions within enterprise environments and with Apple to potentially integrate AI technology into future iOS updates. They have also been actively disrupting covert influence campaigns that utilize their AI tools for disinformation purposes from actors in Russia, China, Iran, and Israel. In contrast to the operational and ethical challenges, OpenAI continues to innovate with new features enhancing user experience, such as customized GPTs, and the launch of ChatGPT Edu for universities to foster academic advancements. Discussions around OpenAI's trustworthiness and transparency continue, especially in light of their partnerships with media outlets like Vox and The Atlantic, and recent criticisms about content-related deals. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into these stories, shedding light on both the potential and the pitfalls of AI technology. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to catch our next exciting episode on artificial intelligence, airing next week.